Thank You, Recession. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're getting hints that the recession may be bottoming out, so I think this would be a good time to pause and say thank you. Thank you, recession. There are so many things to thank you for, but I'll just highlight a few. Thank you for reintroducing us to daytime TV in a way that only unemployment can. A whole new generation can catch up on The Young and the Restless. Millions more have experienced the reassurance of discovering that The Price is Right is still on the air. And thank you, recession, for inspiring drug companies to offer discounted or even free prescription drugs to people who've lost their jobs. Who knew that just laying everybody off would mean a Viagra discount? We'd have quit on our own months ago. Thank you, recession, for making traffic bearable again. All these years we thought we needed more lanes. Thank you, recession, for demonstrating once and for all that there is a limit to what people will pay for a cup of coffee. Thank you, recession, for forcing us to reveal the truth about ourselves, that no matter what we like to say about supporting small business, when the going gets tough, we shop at Walmart like everybody else. Thank you, recession, for reminding us that for all the talk about personal responsibility, once in a while, even rugged, self-made corporate potentates have to go running to the government for help. And most of all, thank you, recession, for reinforcing the fundamental truth that even in this shopping mall, iPhone, American Idol, celebrity-worshipping culture of ours, there are so many things more important than money. If only we could figure out what they were. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.